The reading is from 2 Samuel. David returned from his defeat of the Amalekites and spent 2 days in Ziklag. On the third day, a man came from Saul's camp with his clothes torn and dirt on his head. Going to David, he fell to the ground in homage. David asked him, "Where do you come from?" He replied, "I have escaped from the camp of the children of Israel." "Tell me what happened," David bade him. He answered that many of the soldiers had fled the battle and that many among them had fallen and were dead, among them Saul and his son Jonathan. David seized his garments and rent them, and all the men who were with him did likewise. They mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and his son Jonathan, and for the soldiers of the Lord of the clans of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. "Alas, the glory of Israel, Saul slain upon your heights. How can the warriors have fallen? Saul and Jonathan, beloved and cherished, separated neither in life nor in death, swifter than eagles, stronger than lions. Women of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet and in finery, who decked your attire with ornaments of gold. How can the warriors have fallen in the thick of the battle, slain upon your heights? I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. Most dear have you been to me. More precious have I held love for you than for a woman. How can the warriors have fallen? The weapons of war have perished." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us see your face, O Lord, and we shall be saved. Let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. O shepherd of Israel, hearken. O guide of the flock, Joseph, from your throne upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Rouse your power and come to save us. Let us see your face, O Lord, and we shall be saved. O Lord of hosts, how long will you burn with anger with your people, pray? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in ample measure. You have left us to be fought over by our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So first, let's stop at Samuel. Second, let's begin at Samuel. Here, when David hears the death of Saul and Jonathan, he weeps. You can understand him weeping for Jonathan. He loved him. But Saul tried to kill him so many times. Saul was jealous of him, as we've heard. Saul wanted David dead. And yet he still wept. That is the type of love God calls us to. Love even for our enemies. And when we do this kind of stuff, then we can be treated the way Jesus was treated by even his family. Now, we don't know. I'm sure Mary wasn't involved in this. I'm sure it was his cousins or whatever. But even Jesus' family judged him. They said of Jesus, "He's out of his mind." And they went out to seize him. Sometimes people think we're out of our mind too. But let's be out of our mind for love and mercy for others. What a great reason to be said of us. You know, he's out of his mind, or she's out of her mind. That's okay. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.